You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is the Friday Faceoff here on the Grit and Barrett Podcast, where we preview Hershey Bears hockey, go around the American Hockey League, and find any other tidbits of the hockey world that I find interesting. It's time to grab some chocolate, lace up those skates, and grab your hockey bag. Maybe we'll stop at a Tim Hortons along the way. This is the Friday Faceoff on the Grit and Barrett Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Grit and Barrett Podcast, everyone. It's the Friday Faceoff. Happy Friday, everyone. Congratulations, hockey player. You made it to Friday. My name's Richard Blosser, welcoming you once again to another Friday Faceoff. Thank you to everyone who this past week's episode, over 150 downloads. Lovely stuff. Thank you so much to everyone. So, this episode is going to be a little bit shorter, a little bit lighter than usual because, well, we had no Wednesday game this week and I suddenly realized, oh crap, I just have the face-off to do on Friday, which these Friday face-off episodes are supplemental. They're not really, you know, more part of what I usually do. Is this canon, as the kids would say? Yeah, it sort of is, but this is more of a spinoff to what I usually do. So during the week, I was like, okay, what am I going to talk about? There's not much Bears news. I mean, AJ got called up to the taxi squad and good for him. But like I sort of said on Twitter, or at least my podcast account did, wink, I noticed there were two types of Bears fans that when AJ got called up to the taxi squad had this reaction, either A, good for you, AJ, we're happy for you, real nice job, or why are the Washington Capitals constantly taking from us? It never ends. And to those people who say the second option, if I can channel my inner friend of the podcast, urinating tree, cry me a goddamn river. Every other team in the NHL, AHL is going through with this. You can go bitch with Philadelphia and New Jersey in the back. I'm tired of this narrative that, you know, the Capitals are constantly taking from the Bears, that they can't stay healthy. No crap, nobody can. Healthy's a relative term in 2022 and 2021. If it's not COVID, it's injuries. If it's not injuries, it's non-COVID illness. It's always something. I mean, criminy. I mean, before the world went nuts, we were dealing with this stuff. And sure, the Capitals have dealt with an insane amount of injuries. TJ Oshie can't stay healthy, you know? Somebody sort of suggested you might want to leave him out there for Seattle, but whoever said that? Yeah, people don't like Carl Hagelin all of a sudden and want him traded. There are some defensive and goalie prospects that are up for grabs as we get toward the trade deadline. So, sorry. And yeah, I don't like it either. I was expecting Alexi Protas and Connor McMichael to stay with the Bears this year and really add to our lineup. What's happened? They've done really well with the Capitals. Caps fans really like them. Connor would get more playing time if he was in Hershey, but I have no control over that. Unless I'm playing NHL 22, I have no control over that. So it's just something we all have to deal with. Sorry for the ranting and raving, but the socials do that to you sometime. But good luck to AJ. And according to Samantha Pale and JJ Reagan, it looks like AJ might get some time in tonight's game, as of time I'm recording this segment on a Thursday morning. So also, this past week, before we get into the Friday face-off itself, let's talk a little bit of All-Stars, shall we? I know, we're going to talk the most clickbaity material out there. All-Stars. Now, before you you reach for the pause button on Spotify, Apple, or whatever you listen to, I'm not going to do snubs. I'm not going to say, this guy should have gotten in. Why is Nazem Kadri in? No, no, no. You want that? Go listen to Hockey Hotbed. Go to them. They do great stuff like that. But I noticed this past week, friend of the podcast, Matt Trust, tweeted out on Monday, which was also Martin Luther King Day, raise a glass to a great, great man. Sorry about that. He tweeted, well, the ECHL All-Star Game is going to be the Jacksonville Icemen versus the ECHL All-Stars. Oh, cool. I thought I look at this on Twitter. This is, all right, when is the ECHL All-Star Game? This is like 11 o'clock at night on Monday. And I go, oh, it already happened. Real nice marketing there, ECHL. Apparently, the All-Star Game happened this past Monday, which again was Martin Luther King Day, which is something they just couldn't really plan for. But the ECHL does a few innovative things that I'd like to see the NHL do. Like, for example, at least this year, they did not have a break going into the All-Star Game. And I'm not saying the NHL should do that. I am not. I think it's more because the ECHL used up all of its snow days before it got to this date. You know, back in the day, I'm a Gen Xer. I remember when we actually had snow days. And when you got a snow day and school was canceled, you'd make it up on another day, which cut into other vacations down the line. Like if you had two snow days in December, say goodbye to having President's Day and one of your spring break days taken off the boards. So the ECHL, I think, was the same way. They said, all right, you had a bunch of off because of COVID and stuff. You used all that up. Let's keep going. So the ECHL was in Jacksonville, as my favorite podcaster would say. Or as he also says, Steve Zabin, Buffalo by the Bay. Jacksonville, if it's good enough for Skinner, it's good enough for you. Credit to Steve Zabin on that one. They played at the ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff there. Now, this is a far step from when I remember first watching the ECHL All-Star Game a couple years ago. It took place in Indianapolis. And players tweeted out their experience at the ECHL All-Star Game, which is fine, which is what they do. But some took pictures from where they were staying. Apparently, they were staying at the Holiday Inn Residence or Holiday Inn down near the arena where the Indianapolis Fuel played. And I remember me and my friends just cracking up over this because that's what the ECHL springs for? A freaking Holiday Inn? I mean, they're going to Vegas this year. The Palazzo's wide open. Or they go to Chicago. Only the finest hotels there in downtown Chicago, or at least I hope so. But yeah, you're in the ECHL, you're staying at the Best Western down the road from the arena. It was just fun to look at, it really was. So this year, my friends are like, well, where are they staying in Jacksonville? You know, what dump are they staying in? Well, because Jacksonville is a not a major American city, but a big American city. There were some nice stuff there, of course. So it wasn't exactly the fun joke factory that a few years ago was. And that's nothing against the Indy Fuel. It's just what was put out there. So the ECHL All-Star Game, they do everything that night. It's the game and the skills competition. Because the skills competition takes place during the intermission, as the intermission entertainment. Now, I'm sure there are some players who are like, well, don't we get to take some time off? You know, can't we go and rest? And I'm sure they do. I'm sure it's a certain group that stays out there and everybody else goes into the locker room. But, you know, imagine how cool that would be if we were to have the NHL All-Star Game on a Saturday night and everybody, after the first period, you know, guys and gals stay out there. And you have the shoot competition, the accuracy, and What's the other one? Oh, and the fastest skater one or the fastest goalie. And you just do that right then and there as part of your first period entertainment. Now, I know our corporate overlords wouldn't like that because that takes away from their commercial time. But hey, it would be something fun to do. What I also noticed with the ECHL All-Star Game is that they have a continuous clock running. Like, the clock does not stop. I think the periods were like 24 minutes. But let's just say somebody moves in and scores. It's still the 3-on-3 tournament. What the goalie does, he picks up the puck. The ref goes, and goalie drops a puck, plays it, and away you go. I mean, sure, goal happens. You do the fist pumps down the line, but it's not face off back at the center of the ice. It's all right, hey. Imagine if this was the NHL. Hey, Fleury, just play it. Hey, yeah, just keep going. We're good. Yeah, I think that would be a fun concept to try in the NHL. And since a lot of you asked, I do have some ideas for the NHL All-Star Game because, let's face it, it's going a little stale, like bread you're using for bread pudding. So, what are some of my suggestions for the NHL All-Star Game? I'm glad you asked. Firstly, the NHL formats. Well, first off, we have to agree to go back to the Olympics. And I know players want to do it. Owners don't want to do it out of fear of being injured. But we're throwing that in there as a year 4 slot. All right? Year 4 Olympics. Let's just go with that. So those 3 years in a 4-year rotation, you go with 3 different formats. You have the 3-on-3 division matchups, which we do now. You have the fantasy draft style, which was used in the 2010s for when like Columbus, Raleigh, and Montreal hosted them, I think. The fantasy draft format, which means captains were chosen by popularity, and then after that, everybody just picked your squad after that. I remember those because the last player drafted got like a Lexus or something. I don't know. Anyway, the third format is 5-on-5 East versus West. All right. 5-on-5 traditional East versus West. Now, you want to get even more nuts, I would hand out a list to the owners that these are cities that have to always be in the rotation to get All-Star games. Like, for example, Vegas, Nashville, Chicago, Boston, LA, Seattle, let's throw Seattle a bone, Toronto, trying to think one more major city, D.C., well, we all know Washington, D.C. is going to get an All-Star game when Ovechkin has his retirement year. It'll happen. Mark the tape. His last year in the league, they will have an All-Star game as a retirement party in D.C. I'd like to see them do that for Crosby, too. But anyway, but yeah, those cities that I mentioned must be in the All-Star game rotation. Why? Because they're party cities. That's why. They are able and capable of hosting these events. I'm getting a little tired of throwing bones. What? Check's phone here. Dallas? All right, let's throw Dallas in too. Oh, I'm sorry, North Texas. But stay with me on this. Because you want to have cities that are capable, that have the hotel capacity, that have the arena capacity, and are able to do this. And to have the ability for corporate schmoozing and boozing. Because I got a little tired in the 2000s, we were throwing these expansion teams a bone of giving them an All-Star game. Have a new arena? All-Star game. New team in the league? All-Star game. So I just think a lot of major American and Canadian cities, like I said, with Toronto being one of them, you could throw Montreal in for an original six vibe. Those are ones that are capable of hosting these cities. And I'm sure people in Vancouver are going, why can't we host one? Sorry. Also, with these formats rotating, it is always something new being introduced every year. Because it seems like every 4 or 5 years with the All-Star game, we got to reinvent the wheel because it grows stale. Now, if you want to throw out, let's say, a 3-on-3 and bring in Team North America versus the world, how about that for diversity? you could go with that. Like we went in the late 90s. So those are just some suggestions on me about the All-Star game. I know, send all your comments to the socials. So with that out of the way, you know, we've got All-Star stuff coming up in a few weeks, but enough about that. We're going to get to the Friday face-off. But first, a word from our sponsor, DraftKings. All right, hockey fans, it is the NFL playoffs, and we're on to the divisional round. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League, is celebrating with huge odds to boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on every team. Bet just $5 to get $280 in free bets if your team wins. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state, you can still get in on the action of the divisional round. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a shot at millions of dollars in prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 to win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code THPN for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, PA only. New customers only. $5 deposit, $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. With that out of the way, it's time, everyone, to buckle up. It's the Friday Face-Off. This is the Friday Face-Off here on the Grit and Barrett Podcast, where we preview Hershey Bears hockey, go around the American Hockey League, and find any other tidbits of the hockey world that I find interesting. It's time to grab some chocolate, lace up those skates, and grab your hockey bag. Maybe we'll stop at a Tim Hortons along the way. This is the Friday Face-Off on the Grit and Barrett Podcast. Alright everyone, it's Friday, and you know what that means. It's time for the Friday Face-Off. It's January, we're in the heart of hockey season. Let's get right into it. And as usual, these are all games at the time of this recording. Check websites and newspaper for details. We start on Friday, and we go to Cleveland, Ohio, as the Rochester Americans travel south by southwest to take on the 500 Cleveland Monsters. Rochester trying to keep pace in an ultra-competitive North Division. 7 o'clock start there at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. We go northwest to Syracuse for a great matchup between the Utica Quummets and the Syracuse Crunch there at Upstate Medical University Arena. Big-time matchup between the Utica Comets trying to stand tall there in the North Division, Syracuse trying to get back in it. 7 o'clock start there in Syracuse. We go due east, and we go to Providence, Rhode Island, as the Bridgeport Islanders take on the Providence Bruins there at the Dunk. Providence standing tall in the Atlantic, going on their usual midseason run. I tell everyone, these guys do this each and every year, but nobody listens to me. 7:05 start there in Providence. Go visit the mall. We go to Wilkes-Barre as Toronto continues their tour of us dirty, filthy Americans as they take on the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Baby Penguins there at the arena in the shadow of a mountain. Toronto's been getting wins here in the U.S. before they can go play in front of dozens and dozens of people. 7:05 start there in there at Mohegan Sun Arena. We go to Rockford, Illinois, as the Texas Stars take on the Rockford Ice Hogs. Tough times there at Cedar Park, Texas, and the Ice Hogs staying at 500. 7 o'clock start there at the BMO Harris Bank Center. We go to Colorado as the Colorado Eagles take on the Iowa Wild. These two similar in the standings, around 500, and are just trying to keep pace. 7 o'clock start there at Budweiser Event Center. And lastly, we go to Stockton, California, as still the red hot Stockton Heat take on the Henderson Silver Knights. 7 o'clock start there at Stockton, California. All right, let's get to the picks. No Hershey, so still no team picks until we get to February. So, Rochester versus Cleveland. An interesting matchup between these two. Who do I go with? Hold on a second. Hold on. All right, we're good. So who do I go with, Rochester or Cleveland? Air of recency, take the home team. Nope, I am taking Rochester. I don't know, just give me Rochester. Maybe because I've seen more of them. Iowa versus Colorado. I have no idea between these two teams. I know nothing of either of these teams. I'm not even going to stand here and pretend that I do. When in doubt, take the home team. Give me Colorado. And that's about it for the Friday ones. Let's go to Saturday. Let's see if we can get some more games. And we go to Cleveland, Ohio for a 1 o'clock start out there in Cleveland. The Cavaliers must be playing that day as the Rochester Americans get the rematch against the Cleveland Monsters. 1 o'clock start. Check your calendars and your phones there in Cleveland. We go to Manitoba. We go to Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, as the Chicago Wolves take on the Manitoba Moose. And, ooh, the jersey matchup should be lovely in this one, as the Chicago Wolves are atop the Central. You know, they are the Hurricanes farm system, and they are still doing really, really good. The Manitoba Moose, the Blue Moose, I always believe in the Blue Army. 2 o'clock start there in Canada Life Center. That's so weird to say. We go down to Charlotte, as the Lehigh Valley Phantoms travel down south to take on the Charlotte Checkers. Fun times as the Lehigh Valley Phantoms are clawing back to 500 and getting themselves back into the Atlantic race. Quite a turnaround from a team that only won 3 games heading into Thanksgiving. Let's see if they can keep it going. 4 o'clock start there at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. We go back to Wilkes-Barre for the rematch between the Toronto Marlies and the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. 6:05 start up there in Wilkes-Barre. We go to Bridgeport, Connecticut, as the Providence Bruins have their rematch, and they go 90 minutes due west. I've done that trip before to take on the Bridgeport Sound Tigers. 7 o'clock start out there at Webster Bank Arena. We go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, as the Milwaukee Admirals take on the Grand Rapids Griffins. I want to say even, but I think Grand Rapids has played less games. Both teams have 15 wins, and that's really all I know about between these two teams. 7 o'clock start there at Van Andel Arena. We go to Hershey, Pennsylvania, as it's Teddy Bear Toss Night there at Giant Center, and we welcome in the Hartford Wolfpack. 7 o'clock start. Get there early and have your teddy bears ready at Giant Center. We go to Rockford, Illinois, as the rematch between the Texas Stars and the Rockford Ice Hogs. 6 o'clock start Eastern Time out there in Rockford, Illinois. We go to the ABC for the rematch as the Syracuse Crunch will travel to take on the Utica Comets. Should be fun between these two teams, and always blue versus red. Great uniform matchup. 7 o'clock start there at the ABC. We go way out west as the Tucson Roadrunners will take on the Ontario Reign. It's Yotes versus Kings on the AHL level, and Tucson, they have more wins than their NHL counterpart. That's not saying something. Tucson's only got 12 wins on the season. And the Ontario Reign, one of the best farm clubs in all the land, they're trying to hang with Stockton. 6 o'clock start there in Ontario, California. We go back to Stockton for the rematch between the Henderson Silver Knights and the Stockton Heat. 6 o'clock start there in NoCal. We go back to Colorado for the rematch between the Iowa Wild and the Colorado Eagles. 7:05 start out there at Budweiser Event Center. We go due north by northwest, and we go to Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada, as the San Diego Gulls will travel all the way up north to take on the Abbotsford Canucks. 7 o'clock start there at Abbotsford Center. Should be a nice jersey matchup between those two, the new Abbotsford jerseys in those lovely Gulls jerseys. Should be nice. And lastly, we go to Mechanics Back Arena there in Bakersfield, California, as the San Jose Barracuda travel to take on the Bakersfield Condors. 7 o'clock start there at Bakersfield. All right. So Saturday, of course, we have our mandatory Hershey pick, and I will not go against the Bears on Teddy Bear Toss Night. Give me the Bears over Hartford. The other two, Milwaukee versus Grand Rapids. Why does Danny pick games like this? It's another central game I have no clue about. I don't really know anything between these two games. For my buddies out there in the Red Wings, I'll take the Grand Rapids Griffins. Lehigh Valley versus Charlotte. God, I'd like to take the Phantoms because they're playing really good. But Charlotte, they're tough at home. Give me Charlotte. All right, we go to Sunday. Hold on a second, getting the app ready and all that. We go to Sunday. And remember, we still have NFL playoffs, everyone, so get your honey-do list done. We go back to Mr. Bojangles Coliseum as the Lehigh Valley Phantoms will take on the Charlotte Checkers. 1 o'clock start there at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. We go to Bridgeport, Connecticut as the Springfield Thunderbirds will travel down to take on the Bridgeport Sound Tigers. Should be a fun matchup as Springfield is going to take on those pesky Islanders. 3 o'clock start there in Bridgeport, Connecticut. We go to Giants Center as we have the rematch between the Hartford Wolfpack and the Hershey Bears. 3 o'clock start there at Hershey at Giants Center. We go back to Canada Life Centre as the Chicago Wolves will take on the Manitoba Moose once again. 2 o'clock start out there in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We go back to Ontario for the rematch between the Tucson Roadrunners and the Ontario Reign. 3 o'clock start there at Toyota Arena. And on Sunday, we have the rematch between the San Diego Gulls and the Abbotsford Canucks. 4 o'clock start there at Abbotsford Centre. And lastly, we go to the SAP Center as the Bakersfield Condors will travel to take on the San Jose Barracuda at Big Brother's apartment. 5 o'clock start there at the SAP Center in San Jose, California. Yes, I love saying that. All right, let's go to Sunday, cruddy Sunday, and Hartford versus Hershey. Of course I'll take Hershey yet again. Let's see here. Hold on, just getting everything down. I'll take Hershey yet again. And Lehigh Valley versus Charlotte. I'll take Charlotte again. I'll probably be wrong. San Diego versus Abbotsford. I don't think I've taken Abbotsford this season at all. So I think I'll take Abbotsford this time. So I think I will go with them. I could be horribly wrong on this. And all right, that'll do it for the Friday face-off this week, everyone. A little short, but hey, you know, sometimes we all can't be blessed with lots of content. Just make do with what we got. That is the life of a podcaster after all. Thank you to all of you for your times, listens, and downloads. So much, everyone. So grateful as we almost hit the halfway point of the season. Still a lot of great content, everyone. So remember, stay positive, test negative, and go out there and enjoy the great winter weather wherever you have it. Go Bears, and I'll see you at the Teddy Bear Toss on Sunday night. Or Saturday night. Crud. I messed that up. Oh, well. This is what podcasting is. I'll see you then. Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020, to dementia and COVID.
The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast, and go Bears.